It's a step back from the brink, at least for now. Amid the threats of a US armada taking military action against Iran and Tehran's promise to retaliate, both sides have confirmed they're in talks.
Contrary to the hype of the contrived media war, structural arrangements for negotiations are progressing.
While Donald Trump also acknowledged discussions, he suggested strikes were still possible. Iran's president said a broader conflict would hurt both Iran and the United States, a concern echoed by analysts.
Trump can launch an attack and then immediately post a tweet 2 hours later and say, "I finished the job." No, this will definitely lead to an all-out war. It will harm the interests of many countries.
For many in the streets of Tehran, the victims of a war will be ordinary Iranians.
In my opinion, there is no war that is without consequences. And I would say that the people who lose the most in this are the people.
Regional actors have been engaging in diplomatic efforts to prevent war between the two. Qatari Premier Sheikh Al Thani, who also serves as foreign minister, held talks in Iran on Saturday to try to de-escalate tensions in the area.